Bogarty.
No. Hey, yes. Ben Lawrence, picked up before the third ring. It shows that you're eager, but not too eager, which is always good.
Well, I would have picked it up earlier, but I had to start the recording software.
Oh, right.
To get this all down for posterity, because you know what we say is very important.
It is. It is important. Can I say this? I have subscribed to HBO on Amazon Prime. Or Amazon Prime Video. You know what I'm talking about? How you can, like, subscribe to specific channels?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't really explored Prime all that much.
I'm about a month away of getting Showtime because Twin Peaks, the series, coming back. I want to be able to watch it. And so I was planning on getting it. Here's the thing that I realized, though.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one channel, and I would be able to watch all of their TV shows, right? And all the new stuff that they have coming on. If I could only watch one channel, one channel only, you know what channel I'd pick, I think?
I don't know. That's a terrible scenario, but go ahead. What's the one channel?
AMC.
Oh, really?
Think about it. You got The Walking Dead. You've got Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Into the Badlands, which I really like. It's got some pretty great shows.
I don't know. I wouldn't really call The Walking Dead a pretty great show. Did you see the finale, the season finale for this season?
No. I probably haven't seen the season before. Why did you not like the season finale of this season? Was there a problem?
I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but Blair and I just finished watching it last night, and the whole season was pretty underwhelming.
Oh, and, no, that's too bad.
Spoilers in that, I didn't really care for it. But the takeaway was nothing really happened.
Well.
I mean, lots of things happened, but nothing happened, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha. That does...
But... I'm with you on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. In fact, I believe Better Call Saul is coming back on Monday.
And do you know how I know it's coming back on Monday? Because season two is now on Netflix.
Ah, yes.
And since season two is on Netflix, it means the new season is coming to the actual place. And this is the thing. As it's ending, I'm like, man, I don't know. If AMC is available on Amazon Prime, I might actually get it.
So
just so I can watch the Better Call Saul things.
To get HBO and Amazon Prime, is it an extra charge?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's $14.99 a month, I believe.
Ah.
Which is pretty steep.
Well, to get the standalone HBO app is $16.95 or something like that.
Yeah.
So you get a couple dollars off.
You get all of the stuff that you would get on the HBO app.
Yeah.
Things like that. Although, you know, you never know. Maybe that they're charging me $14.99 and you $16.99 because of where we live. It's possible.
I don't think that's true. But I'm wondering if you get the same content. Like if you do not have access to any of the content through Amazon Prime.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a question. Well, obviously, not all of the content. Not any of the content would be weird because I'd just be paying to not see anything.
Right.
Speaking about not paying to not see anything, Steve Bannon off of the...
off the National Security Council,
National Security Council, yeah.
But I did hear that Jared Kushner, the 45 son-in-law, is on the National Security Council, and in fact, Bannon was not. He still sat in a meeting after he was got out that he was removed. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. It sounds kind of shady.
Yeah. Speaking of kind of shady. Eminem, what's he up to? I said Eminem, what's he up to? But the way that I said it was slurred, so it sounded almost like it's Eminem's, what's he up to? And oh my gosh, I would never do this in a million years. But if you really wanted to get Eminem's goat, calling him Eminem's over and over again, I think would probably do it.
I wonder how often he had to battle back against Peanut M&M or another variation.
So, I have this to say, Ben, about Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Have you seen all of season 2?
I have.
Because I have not seen the last episode of season 2.
You know, it's been so long, I don't even remember what happened.
Okay, the last thing that... Spoilers for Better Call Saul. The last thing that I've seen happen is Chuck, his brother, right?
Yeah.
Hit his head on a table at a copier place.
Right. Right. That is the last that I've seen. So Jimmy was outside watching this, and then when he saw Chuck go down, he came in to the thing.
Well, no, he saw Chuck go down. That's right.
And then he didn't do anything. That was like this dilemma he went through. He was trying. He wanted to help. That's right.
He also didn't.
Yeah,
and that's where I'm at. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. They have a sort of a fake out thing where you think that it's Jimmy. Checking out his brother in the hospital, but then the nurse moves and his brother is actually next to him, and it's their mom in the hospital.
Yeah, it's
and Jimmy
flashback.
Wants to go and get a sandwich.
Yeah,
and that's all I know.
Yeah,
I'm expecting that his mom.
Well, the take. You know what that's about, right? Like, Jimmy goes to get a sandwich, but he doesn't want to leave his mom's side. But then he eventually does go get a sandwich.
Well, from what I'm seeing, right? Jimmy wants to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Michael McKean's character, Chuck, doesn't want him to go.
Right.
But he goes anyway.
Right.
My guess is that his mom's going to die while he's gone.
Ah.
But here, we're at the halfway point where, you know, it was sort of like when I hadn't watched all of True Detective. And what I was hoping was on the tape was video of Matthew McConaughey's character chloroforming and Woody Harrelson's character. I still think it would work. So here's what I'm thinking. Jimmy goes to get the sandwich, and Chuck murders their mom so that she dies before he gets back, so that he can make Jimmy feel bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's. I think that's what happened.
Mm.
Pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, good. See, so Chuck's a monster. We can feel better.
Yeah,
but I did enjoy the fact that when he was going through the files and switching them out and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he had that lantern for Chuck, Chuck's lantern.
Right.
So it really was gaslight.
Good symbolism there. How come you haven't seen the last episode? I mean, it's been online it's been around for like a year.
It just came to Netflix like a couple.
I see. I was watching. I saw the show as it was airing on TV, and so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep.
I know, it just so happens that I'm at the point now where I'm almost done, but I'm not totally done.
Gotcha. In that case, I should say, wow, you go through these shows fast.
Yeah, I do. I try. I watch a lot of... I don't have insomnia necessarily, but I do wake up earlier than I need to go to work, because I can't get into the office until 6 a.m., And so lots of times I'll just sit in my little chair and watch TV shows. And the way I look at it is this. If I'm reclining, I'm watching the show, laying down, I'm not sleeping, but I'm also not actually awake. It still counts as rest.
Are your eyes open as you're doing this?
Yeah, but, I'm resting, though. I'm relaxing.
So you get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, you watch a couple hours of TV before you go into work?
Well, it can happen. And I'm not getting up. I'm still in bed like normal.
Right. Are you watching on an iPad or something?
Yeah, I'm watching on my iPhone. Okay. Yeah. I watch everything on my iPhone.
On the phone. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Fuck you, David Lynch. Sorry, Ben. Didn't mean to. No, David Lynch has a rant. Write the time down. David Lynch has a rant where he talks about how it's insane that people are watching movies on their phone because that's not what it's made for. And I get it. I really do, David Lynch, if you're hearing this. I do not mean what I say. I think you're great. But I watch stuff on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
Because I, as a human being, I can really honestly take, if the resolution's good enough, I can take those and make them into images in my brain. And
the,
in fact,
the resolution is fine, but because it's such a small form factor, you probably miss a lot of the detail.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Nothing I can do about that though yet.
And
I can't wait.
So
eventually,
so close to your face.
There's going to be, you know, 3D. Your iPhone's going to be glasses. Google tried it too soon. That was their problem.
Yeah, what would they do? The cardboard one?
No. Google Cardboard is great. I'm talking about the Google Glasses.
Oh, thing. Google Glass.
Google,
yeah.
Glass.
Yeah.
They tried that too soon before they got it all the way done.
Actually, I hear that those are, even though they're not, they didn't catch on with the consumer, they are being used, uh-huh, in like warehouse settings and other industrial type places.
That's exactly what happened with the
the Flowbee?
Segway.
Oh, the Segway.
Same thing. Yeah. I've told you what I think about the name Segway, right? The idea.
It's a transition between two different modes of transportation.
It was supposed to eventually turn into something else that just hasn't come out yet. I really think,
like,
and here's the thing, I 100% believe, you know me, Ben, I have a conspiracy mind, I know it.
Yeah, did you get that email that Steven sent me?
Yeah, I did. You did forward it to me. Here's a question for you. The message portion, there was a message,
yeah,
and an image. It was just the image, right? That was the only thing that I was supposed to see?
Let me look at the what it actually said. Oh, I don't have it here.
No. I am keeping it wrong. I am using my memory to remember this. It was something about how Alex Jones is saying that the gas attack was a false flag.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's, because he's talking about where are they, you know, branching off, because Donald Trump has gone on to say that it was a bad thing.
Yeah,
which is good.
The comment
for the U.S. president to say about
the comment Steven sent along with the email was for you. It was you were looking for a point of divergence, and so this is,
yes,
one of those where Alex Jones.
Oh yeah, and here's the thing about, you know, people can turn weird on you and bad. Like, Alex Jones was always kind of a you know, interesting guy, I thought, and all that. But I was reminded of this. I had a friend who I played Dungeons and Dragons with, right? And
just a current friend,
he
or
moved... What's that? No. This is a long time.
When you
time
were a
back.
Kid?
Yeah, I was a kid. He was an adult, but, you know, we were still playing at the same time. And
creepy.
He said, he had moved to Atlanta, right? And I said, wow, Atlanta, the South. Well, that's going to be kind of weird. You know, how do you do with it? You know, is it all right? And he said, yeah, it'd be fine if it weren't for the blacks and the gays. And I went, okay.
Was he serious?
I didn't think so at first. And then I realized he was.
All right.
We went out to his car. On the back of his car was written, I'd travel 1,000 miles just to smoke a camel.
Ah, yes. That was a popular bumper sticker during the Gulf War.
Yeah. Oh, but he had written it on the back of his windshield. I mean, the back windshield. Is it called a windshield when it's in the back?
It's just the
back window.
Just called a rear window. Like the Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Yeah, he wrote
it
on the rear window with soap.
With soap?
Yeah, that was a thing back then, too. I don't know if you've ever...
I don't understand Southern traditions.
Well, I don't know if it was a Southern thing. It was a Midwest thing, for sure.
I don't understand Midwest traditions.
You write, like, just married, you write it on soap and all that. So he really got detailed. I guess he might have honed it down a little bit. But anyway, I realized that he, since I had last heard from him, he had done some soul searching and decided he was a guy that was different than the guy that I thought I knew, that sort of thing.
People grow, people change.
Yeah. Alex Jones was making light of one of these guys. I forget who one of the guys who is kind of in charge of some investigations.
Are you talking about the congressional...
The Russiagate thing?
Yeah, the Devin Nunes.
Yeah, but not that guy. A different guy. A guy on the Democrat side.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but the name isn't coming to me. And of course, we keep it wrong here, so I'm not going to look it up.
And again, but he made comments about him, disparaging him as being a homosexual. And I was like, Alex Jones. And then I realized, well, Alex Jones was also upset about the frogs turning gay. So I'm like, okay. Maybe he's, you know, he used to be a very, you know, Bill Hicksian left, right, it doesn't matter. It looks like he's really chosen his sort of playing field now. But I don't know. It might change. He is really good at going extreme, so he might go extreme the other way. I doubt it.
Alex Jones?
But,
Yeah, no, he's I think he's got
I think he's
only got one lever in the extreme column. It's just a matter of how far that lever goes in that one direction.
But you know, the thing that's weird is that there was this guy, Tom Likas. Do you remember him?
Oh yes, of course. I used to listen to him actually.
He was a left wing guy. And then he became really misogynistic. And, like, now that's his thing, basically.
That is his thing. And is he still on the air? Because I was, I used to listen to the talk radio station here in Seattle, 100.7 The Buzz, back when I drove a parts truck for a living right out of college. And there was a lot of, it was interesting because the whole radio station didn't go in one political direction. You had Kennedy.
That's actually pretty good.
You had Kennedy, who was a self-professed libertarian, who was a you know, the former MTV VJ. You had
MTV
Tom Likas.
VJ. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Tom Likas, who was the drive time afternoon guy, who was very, very misogynistic and appealed mostly to like the college age.
Yeah, it was a weird shift there too. So who knows?
And then you had some. Howie Carr was like the morning guy. Or no, Pat Cashman was the morning guy. And he's very...
Cashman.
He's very left. And then right after him was Howie Carr, who's this right-wing nut job.
I like Pat Cashman. Pat Cashman was on, for the people who don't know, he was on Almost Live. Yeah?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, he was like the announcer guy. He played like the fifth dentist, I think, was his character.
The fifth?
One of his characters.
Oh, right. Four out of five dentists.
Will tell
yeah.
you, hey, but let me tell you.
He also had a bit,
the fifth dentist.
A recurring bit called DJ / insert other occupation here. So, like, he did one where was DJ lawyer. And so
gotcha.
It was a bunch of court scenes. And that's the only one I remember because that's one we filmed when I was actually an intern on the show.
Yeah. I think we talked about this, that there was some stuff on who was the Bruce Lee kind of stand-in, Billy, was it Billy Wong?
Be like Billy, yeah. Billy Kwan. Yeah. Billy Kwan.
Billy Kwan. Sorry, Billy.
Behave yourself.
And everyone? Yeah. That made its way to the Midwest. I actually saw that on Channel 11.
Yeah, well, the Almost Live was on Comedy Central for a while. They went national.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, and the guy John, the John Report with Bob, John Keister. John Keister. I met him, and I got a chance to, like, sort of fan out and say, hey, man, you know, the stuff you're doing is great. And, you know, he still was doing stuff even when I left Seattle. It wasn't, you know, on a lot of things or whatever, but
I don't,
what was the
I don't know what he's doing. I think he teaches like screenwriting at the Seattle Art Institute or filmmaking or something.
Oh, that would make sense.
At the Art Institute. But he did have a regular like commentary segment on our local PBS station, because I saw one of those once.
That might be what I saw him recording one at one point in time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those guys are fun. There's no real sketch comedy group that has a TV show here, really. But again, you know, Chicago is great with the IO Theater. Like, if I lived in Chicago, I'd go there all the time because those guys are funny. Funny stuff. Why am I saying all this? Because, Ben...
Yes, Paul.
I had to sum up my life a little bit.
When
talking to a new relative that I found.
Oh, really? Is this from your biological parents or your
adoptive parents' side? I found two people on my biological dad's side.
Really?
Yeah. And so I can say without pretty much a shadow of a doubt that I know a lot more about my ethnicity now than I did before. It's pretty cool.
I actually do too, but that's another story.
About my ethnicity, Ben, how come? What did you...
No, my sister. No. My sister took one of those DNA tests, and I'm like, well, I don't have to do it anymore because my sister did it. And so biologically, or we have the same exact ancestors, and so I can just look at that. I'm very Western European.
Yeah.
Almost
here's
too
the
much.
Thing, Ben, I would say you can do that and you probably should, but beware, because sometimes people do these things and it turns out that the person you thought was your relative is not your relative. That kind of thing.
Pretty sure my sister is my relative. I made up a story when we were growing up that she was adopted because she was able to get a suntan, whereas I burned quite easily. But apparently are 60% Great Britain, 20% Irish, and then 20% other. Which
wow,
is
that's interesting, because for me,
more
I went with 23andMe. That was the one that I did. Did she do like Ancestry.com or something?
I don't know.
The reason I ask is because 23andMe, Great Britain and Irish are mixed together. They are one category.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, hey, before anything else, Ben, when is that video thing we were going to do due?
The video thing I was going to do?
Yeah, when is that due?
You're going to have to be more specific. Are you talking about the latest Panel Jumper episode?
For Spin the Bottle.
Oh, the American Doctor Who thing?
Yeah.
That's in June.
Okay, good. I thought it was in April, and I'm like, man, Ben's taking a long time to get back to me.
Yeah. No, it's tonight. Or tomorrow.
Oh, no! Send it. So I don't know how I'm going to get the stuff to you, though. That's the only...
Just have to record it on your phone, and then you can just either upload it to your Dropbox or do whatever.
Yeah,
we'll figure all that out. We'll figure all that out.
Yeah. So,
sorry to keep you up.
Sorry.
You do wake up at 4 o'clock, apparently.
So the big thing that I've noticed, Ben,
what's that?
Is that I go through a lot of fad diets, as you know, but I think I've found the one that I really like.
Oh, yeah, what's this one?
It's actually something that my wife keeps on saying, which is eat food, like actual food, not stuff in packages, but food, mostly plants. And not too much. That's the basic thing.
Right.
So the main thing is I'm trying to avoid eating packaged foods.
Does that include powdered supplements?
Yes.
No.
It does include
That's a big change for supplements. You then, because that was like 80% of your diet.
That was all I was eating, right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting. So I just, while we were talking, I ate a banana.
Hey, good for you.
And I've got like these little cherry tomatoes, and I have at work, I have a bunch of like different kinds of peppers.
Yeah.
And I'm eating almonds. I think that's fine. And I'm also, I'm not cheating necessarily, but I'm drinking cashew milk.
Okay.
And the reason, it's unsweetened cashew milk, and the reason I'm doing that is because I'm not drinking cow's milk either.
Okay.
And so, or eating cheese or anything, and so I'm really worried that I'm low on calcium.
Are you doing an anti-dairy thing, or does, you know, on like on purpose?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not super on purpose, but yeah, I'm kind of avoiding milk in general.
I avoid milk. I just basically because I don't like it, but cheese
exactly.
is
that's,
one of my
that's
favorites.
The main thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the cheese is hard, and the whole reason for the cheese is that I would like to, if possible, like not eat like stuff that I consider sort of unhealthy, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And cheese is one of those things.
Well, and
like if I could, I'd eat an entire block of cheese.
Well,
you know, that
and
kind of thing. So
like cheese is in everything. I did this thing last week for no real reason other than just to do it. On Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, I decided to be not necessarily maybe vegan. I decided on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday of last week that I was not going to have any eggs, no dairy,
uh-huh.
no yeah. meat, no sugar.
Oh, that sound that you hear, by the way, or that you will hear, is the sink.
So I wasn't going to have any meat, dairy,
yeah.
eggs, sugar, or alcohol for those
yeah.
3 days. And I got to tell you, I mean, not eating sugar and not drinking any booze was the easiest part. Meat and cheese
yeah.
is in effing everything.
Yep. You should have, you
know.
It was
so hard.
Was money an object or not?
No, it wasn't. I didn't have a budget. I was just seeing, you know, it, like, would I feel differently if I didn't eat any cheese?
You should have gone to Plum Bistro. It's not closed, is it?
I also wanted to eat things that I liked.
Eat every meal at Plum Bistro. It would have been great.
Oh, man.
But so one of the things is I really like, you know, sweet stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
So I bought some dates.
Dates? Yeah.
Because dates, you know, that's food. They're real foods.
They are real foods.
I'm looking at the ingredients here. Dates. And that's it.
That's, yeah. One ingredient.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually a good a good way to watch what you eat is make sure that foods you eat only have one ingredient, unless of
yeah,
course you're like pounding packets of sugar.
I've eaten only one thing today. Oh, that'd be a super weird diet. Every day it's a new thing. You get to pick what it is, but that's all that you can eat.
Right.
Hmm. So I'm eating this date. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like dates. They are too sweet. That's what I don't like about them. I don't like the flavor.
They are really sweet. I'll give you that.
Other nuts, though, I do like the other nuts. In fact, they have these mixed nut variety
at
the UFC.
Are dates a nut?
I consider them nuts. They're probably more in the fruit
really?
Spectrum.
Yeah,
they're nutty fruits.
And these are actual, like, whole dates with the pits in them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're probably more along the lines of maybe plums or something. But
mm.
plums I like.
Yeah. I'd put them in the same. You know what? Prunes. Put them in the same category as prunes because I think these are dried.
Yeah, because. Oh, okay. So are dates dried fruit?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I think this is a. I think you could probably get a non-dry date, but I think this one is dried like a prune. Figs. That's another one that when you get them in the store, usually they're dried. They do grow ripe on trees, but I think you get them dried. So yeah, I ate a date and it was good. The hardest thing for me, actually, obviously, is I'm also not eating bread.
Yeah.
And you know me, I eat tons of bread all the time.
I would eat a loaf of bread for dinner when I was in college.
Yeah, yeah. You remember Boaz Frankel?
Yeah, I do remember Boaz.
So...
You mean the guy who was supposed to be on our show but never was?
Oh, yeah. Now he's in Amsterdam, so that's probably not going to happen.
They don't have phones in Amsterdam? Soon.
Oh, my God. They do, but are you going to call him? I'm not going to call him.
So,
too much money.
What about Boaz?
Again, my hypothesis on this is Boaz listened to the show, was like, okay, I'll make time for it, and then got really busy because,
yeah.
You know, prioritizing and stuff.
Yeah, well,
I like Boaz a lot.
He had a bicycle to pedal around the country.
Yeah. He did, indeed. Now he has a new country that he can pedal about.
Yeah.
I wonder if he does.
A more bicycle-friendly country, I might add.
Yeah, hey, wait a second. I'll check with him about that. Because, you know, we talk on Twitter a lot. Anyway, here's the thing. I've found out that the town that I live in is not very Jewish-friendly. And by that, I don't mean that the people here are anti-Semitic. I mean, I went out looking for, like, okay, so Passover is going to be next week?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so if I were going to eat stuff for Passover, where could I get it in this town? And so I started looking, and I was at one grocery store. I couldn't find okay, so you know, right? In Seattle, you go to any grocery store, there's sort of the Jewish section of food.
Yeah, a lot of kosher foods. And it's not just one section. It's scattered throughout the store.
Well, it depends on the store I go to, but
yeah,
because the thing I'm thinking of it, there's that one section. It's got the matzah, it's got the like celery soda thing, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
nothing at one of the stores. Another store I went to in the international food section, there's a tiniest sliver between Mexican and Chinese food. But there's a lot of other places I can't find anything. Hello, Jennifer. My wife, Jennifer, has just walked in.
Wow.
How can I help you? Oh, no. Oh. Oh, well.
Is everything okay? Do you need to go?
Okay. So, it turns out... Yes.
Suspense.
A member of Jennifer's family, the oldest living relative of her father's. I believe has died.
No.
Where are we at now? What time is it?
34 minutes.
34 minutes. Well.
Do you need to go?
What do you say that we have this be 34 minutes this week?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Anything that you wanted to?
No.
Cover. Okay.
Not now.
Yeah.
Talk about this wacky encounter I had with a homeless person today. No, let's not do that. Let's go take care of your things.
Okay. And
give my condolences to Jennifer.
Yep. Hey, Betty.
What?
Just say bye to the people.
Bye, people.
All right.
All right.
And I'll talk to you more later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, take care.
All right, yep, bye.
Bye.